Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is PWO Group reports encouraging figures for the first 9 months of 2025. PWO Group, a global partner to the mobility industry, reports encouraging figures for the first 9 months of 2025. Despite market challenges, the company achieved revenue of €403.4 million, with EBIT before currency effects at €21.8 million. The company remains successful in new business, securing orders from new customers, and investing in further expanding their market position. Looking ahead to 2026, PWO Group forecasts revenue of €500-510 million for fiscal year 2025, with investments of around €40 million. The company aims to achieve a positive free cash flow and a net debt ratio of less than 2.5 years. For more information, visit the PWO website.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc. and TMQ, spotlighted as key source of critical minerals. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, was recently highlighted as a key domestic source of critical minerals, including copper, cobalt, zinc, and other strategic metals. Positioned at the intersection of market demand and national security, Trilogy Metals' Arctic and bornite deposits offer essential metals for electrification, defense, and emerging technologies. With federal support for critical minerals increasing, Trilogy Metals' Alaska projects are becoming valuable national resources. The company's joint venture with South 32 aims to develop the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska, known for its rich copper deposits. Trilogy Metals is dedicated to becoming a premier North American copper producer while respecting local communities and subsistence livelihoods. Investor news breaks. Fairchild Gold Corp, TSFAIR, OTCHDF, positioned for new paradigm. Fairchild Gold Corp, listed on the TSX Venture Exchange's FIN on the OTC markets as FCHDF, has announced a memorandum of understanding to acquire the Golden Arrow project in Nevada's Walker Lane Belt for $5 million. This acquisition will add 420,000 ounces of historic gold resources to their portfolio and expand their Nevada land holding by 170%. The company is strategically positioned for success, with forecasts predicting gold to reach $5,000 per ounce within a year. Fairchild's executive chairman, Nicholas Perrault, emphasized the company's commitment to building value through high-quality assets and responsible advancement. With recent financing and a strengthened technical team, Fairchild Gold Corp. is poised for success in Nevada's prolific gold district.
Investor news breaks. Micropolis Holding Co., NYSE American, MCRP, bringing cutting-edge intelligence to the front lines of automation. Micropolis Holding Co., MCRP, is collaborating with NVIDIA's Inception program to enhance its AI-driven innovation. By integrating NVIDIA's GPUs and Orin Edge computing modules into its unmanned ground vehicles, Micropolis is able to process data in real time for safer and more efficient operation. This strategic partnership allows the robots to detect objects, plan paths, and predict environmental behaviors with low latency, even in remote settings. Micropolis specializes in designing, developing, and manufacturing UGVs, AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various applications. For more information, visit Micropolis's newsroom at the provided link.
Canada kicks off projects under G7 Critical Minerals Production Alliance. This company, with deals already in place, is a frontrunner. Canada has kicked off projects under the G7 Critical Minerals Production Alliance, signaling a shift towards diversifying and securing the supply chain. With a $4.6 billion package of projects, Canada aims to become a trusted alternative supplier to the Western world. One company, Nouveaumonde Graphite, has already secured deals aligning with G7 priorities, including supply contracts with the Government of Canada and commercial agreements with key industry players. These agreements give Nouveaumonde Graphite visibility over nearly 100% of its planned output before construction begins, a rare feat in the sector. This strategic positioning not only solidifies the company's role as a graphite champion, but also sets the stage for a final investment decision and commercial operations. With construction in sight, Nouveaumonde Graphite is on track to become one of the G7's largest, fully vertically integrated producers of natural graphite. Mining News Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp, TSXCO, LGTXF, receives BLM approval for expanded exploration at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp, TORXXXF, has received approval from the Bureau of Land Management for an expanded exploration at the Santa Fe Mine project. This approval allows Lahontan to advance a significantly expanded drilling and development program across a 12.2 kilometer square area with more than 700 drill holes targeting new geologic and geochemical anomalies. The project includes high-priority targets such as the Pinnacles area and Guzzler Zone. The Santa Fe Mine Project, with past production of 359,002 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver, has a Canadian National Instrument 43-101 compliant indicated mineral resource of 1,539,000 AOEQ and an inferred mineral resource of 411,000 AOEQ. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at www.lahontangoldcorp.com.
Investor News Breaks, G Mining Ventures Corp, OMF, reports record Q3 production, cash flow and margins as Tocantinzinho reaches steady state. G Mining Ventures Corp, DMINF, announced record Q3 production with the Tocantinzinho mine delivering 46,360 ounces, generating $167 million in revenues. The company reported free cash flow of $95.8 million, adjusted EBITDA of $122.6 million, and net income of $123.8 million, maintaining a low $1,046 AISC for strong margins. GMIN continues disciplined self-funded growth with Oko West construction underway, Gurupi progressing, and a focus on long-life low-cost operations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at heinm/gminf.
Network News Breaks, ES Gold Corp, CSE ESAU ESAUF, featured an NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTQB under the ticker symbol ESAUF, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire. The editorial highlights the increasing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry as essential conductors. Data from the World Gold Council shows a 7% increase in technology demand for these metals. With AI technology driving growth in conductive metals, ES Gold is moving forward with its gold-silver project designed for near-term production and long-term scalability. The company, known for its clean mining and exploration innovation, is focused on sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Fitzroy Minerals welcomes resources expert and shareholder Craig Perry as technical advisor. Fitzroy Minerals Inker announces the appointment of Mr. Craig Perry as technical advisor. Mr. Perry, a mining executive and geologist, brings a wealth of experience to the company. With a proven track record in founding and leading successful resource companies, Mr. Perry's expertise will be invaluable. He has been instrumental in major discoveries, including Vizsla's Panuco Copala silver veins and NextGen's Arrow deposit. Mr. Perry's appointment comes as Fitzroy Minerals advances its Chilean copper projects, including the Buen Retiro and Caballos projects. CEO Merlin Marr Johnson expressed excitement about Mr. Perry joining the team, highlighting his track record of discovery and wealth creation. Fitzroy Minerals is focused on exploring and developing mineral assets in the Americas, and Mr. Perry's addition as technical advisor is expected to bring significant value to the company.
Investor News Breaks, PowerMax Minerals Inc., PCMEX, OTCQB, WMXF, T23, issues shares and initial payment under Pinard Project Option Agreement. PowerMax Minerals Inc., OPWMXF, has issued 160,000 common shares and made an $18,000 initial payment as part of the option agreement to acquire 100% interest in the Pinard Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario. The project covers a 255-claim, 5,178-ha property accessible by all-weather road and includes a 1.5% NSR that PowerMax may reduce to 1.0% through a $500,000 buyback. The project is situated within the Pinard Intrusive Rock Complex, an alkaline igneous system typical of the Kapuskasing subprovince and comparable to nearby Aree-bearing geology.
Quantum announces 93% gallium recovery. Quantum Critical Metals Corp. achieves a significant milestone with a 93% gallium recovery from mica samples at its NMX East project in Quebec. This breakthrough could establish mica as a new source of gallium, a critical metal for semiconductors, 5G technology, and renewable energy. Quantum's direct recovery method sets it apart as a leader in domestic gallium supply development. This discovery enhances Canada's role in securing critical materials amid global supply disruptions. CEO Marcy Kiesman highlights the strategic importance of reducing reliance on Chinese exports and strengthening Western national security through domestic gallium production. Falcon Energy Materials confirms robust economics in anode plant study, with $86 million initial capex and first production targeted for H2 2027, offtake and testing advancing. Falcon Energy Materials PLC has confirmed robust economics in an anode plant study, with an initial capex of $86 million and first production targeted for H2 2027. The technical study shows the strong financial and operational fundamentals of Falcon's vision to become a low-cost producer of coated, spheroidized, and purified graphite. The anode plant in Morocco will have an annual production target of 26,000 tons of CSPG and 19,000 tons of fines, with operating costs estimated at $3,168 per ton of CSPG. Falcon CEO Mathieu Bosse stated that the technical study validates their approach and confirms their ability to deliver high-quality, low-cost CSPG at an industrial scale. The anode plant will leverage advanced technology, procurement chains, and recent process efficiencies to provide high-quality anode material at competitive costs to European and North American markets.
Indus records strong third quarter. Indus Group reported a strong third quarter with adjusted EBITDA earnings up 10% to $48.1 million. The quarterly margin reached 11.0%, and incoming orders for 2025 were up 17% from the previous year. Despite challenges in the macroeconomic environment, revenue reached $437.4 million the third quarter, with earnings up 10.1% year over year. The engineering, infrastructure, and materials solutions segments all showed positive results, with revenue and earnings increasing. Indus is projecting group revenue between $1.70 billion and $1.85 billion for the full year 2025. With earnings expected in the range of €130 million to €165 million. The company continues to focus on internationalization, acquisitions, and engineering competence as key growth drivers. Lenzing invests €15 million into strengthen position in the hygiene market. Lenzing AG is investing approximately €15 million to expand its production capacity for premium viscose fibers at its site in Lenzing, Austria. This investment is part of a larger program to secure the company's long-term competitiveness. The focus is on sustainable solutions for the global hygiene market, with a particular emphasis on high-quality fibers for feminine care applications. The expansion will enhance customer value and sustainable supply, reinforcing Lenzing's commitment to delivering innovative and eco-friendly products. This strategic investment underscores the company's dedication to growth and excellence in the hygiene sector, positioning Lenzing as a trusted provider of premium fibers.
ES Gold Corp., CSQB, AUF, completes Montauban Mill building construction, transitions to equipment sourcing, delivery, and installation. ES Gold Corp. has completed the construction of its main mill building at the Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec. This milestone brings the company closer to its near-term cash flow strategy of initiating production. ES Gold is now focused on equipment sourcing, delivery, and installation in preparation for commissioning. The company is also finalizing 3D geological modeling for the Montauban District to inform drill targets and identify mineralized structures. CEO Gordon Robb noted that completing the mill building is a defining achievement for ES Gold, transitioning them from construction to commissioning, representing tangible progress towards their goals.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, C-American SVM, announces CFO transition and key finance appointments. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, announced CFO transition and key finance appointments. Derek Liu retired as CFO after nearly a decade, staying on in a consulting role. Winnie Wong is now interim CFO, bringing over 15 years of corporate finance experience. Lei Wu was named corporate controller, joining from New Gold Inc. These appointments highlight Silvercorp's commitment to financial governance and talent development. Silvercorp is a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc with a focus on profitability and growth potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Moriass to commence feasibility studies to develop up to 500 megawatts of renewable energy projects in Timor-Leste. Moriass Holdings Limited will conduct feasibility studies to develop up to 500 megawatts of renewable energy projects in Timor-Leste. The studies will focus on floating wind, solar, hydroelectric, tidal, current, and wave energy sources. This initiative is part of a plan to accelerate Timor-Leste's transition to renewable energy and achieve 100% national electrification by 2030. Moriast will also upgrade grid transmission, set up pilot microgrids, explore power and hydrogen fuel export, and introduce smart grid technologies. The company will have exclusivity for 12 months to conduct studies before entering into a formal project development agreement, likely in the first half of 2026. Moriast, a leader in mooring solutions, sees significant potential in Timor-Leste for floating renewable energy projects.
Imminent end to government shutdown boosts industrial metal prices. Prices of industrial metals like copper and aluminum have risen as the U.S. Senate passed a bill to end the government shutdown. Tor Metals Inc., TSX.T, involved in copper exploration, is monitoring the situation. The bill now awaits consideration in the House of Representatives before reaching Trump's desk. For more updates on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Roxen Stocks offers insights into the mining industry and is part of the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN. Stay informed by visiting roxenstocks.news for the latest news and updates. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.